Welcome to Military History Podcast. My name is George Hageman, and you are listening to episode number 12, Close Calls for Christendom. My website, as always, is www.militaryhistorypodcast.blogspot.com, and my email, not as always, is now militaryhistorypodcast@gmail.com. This was one of the first suggestions that I received, so don't be angry if you suggested something and I didn't make an episode on it. I am trying to do it in chronological order. The suggestions were from Joe from North Carolina and Chad from I don't know where. To fully appreciate this episode, first you must know the significance of Christendom. Christendom is the title given to all of Europe for about the last 1500 years or so. It is the homeland of Christianity, both Protestantism and Catholicism, and chances are, if a class is considered Eurocentric, it is probably because it's based in this time period. There is a wealth of information that has to be covered. Christendom dominated the entire region, and throughout its history, was the most advanced region in the world. They were dominant for most of their time period, and though Europe is still primarily Christian, it is no longer considered Christendom due to globalization, which has caused religious boundaries to be blurred and the mingling of religions within Europe. Now that you know the significance of Christendom, you can see how climactic it would have been if it fell prematurely. The three times that this almost happened were when the Moors almost won the Battle of Tours, when the Golden Horde almost invaded Western Europe, and when the Ottomans almost successfully sieged Vienna. First, we'll start with the Battle of Tours, since it is chronologically first. In the 7th century AD, Muslim Moors and Berbers, who had expanded from the Middle East across all of North Africa to modern-day Morocco, crossed the Strait of Gibraltar and entered Christian territory. They were led by Musa ibn Nusayr, and in 710 AD, they even managed to conquer the entire Iberian Peninsula, which is modern-day Spain and Portugal. After the Muslims in the Middle East were halted by the Byzantine Christians, it was decided that the Muslims would invade Europe from the west by going across the Pyrenees Mountains, which is the mountain range that borders Spain and France. This appealed because Gaul was very wealthy and therefore had much to plunder. There was a large opportunity to convert people to Islam. And lastly, the Franks in Gaul seemed way too unorganized to put up any resistance. In 732 AD, Abd ar-Rahman, the ruler of Moorish Spain, led his 60,000 cavalrymen army into Gaul. This army defeated multiple Frankish armies sent to stop them, and caused the Franks to panic so much that they united under King Charles. Before that, they were a bunch of different kingships. King Charles led his 30,000 infantrymen army southward until eventually when the Franks, representing Christianity, met the Moors, representing Islam. They met near the city of Tours, hence the name, the Battle of Tours. Charles' infantry, armed with swords and axes, formed tight defensive squares, while Abd ar-Rahman's cavalry, armed with long swords and spears, formed a large line in order to conduct a massive cavalry charge. This tactic had won the Moors many battles. Having double the numbers and being mounted, the Moors should have won the battle, but they didn't. They kept charging the Franks, then retreating, and then charging again, but the Frankish lines held each charge and managed to hold the lines.